Hello, this is Kayla with Keystone First.
Hi, Ms. Kayla. This is Nina Knight from Family First returning a missed call from you.
Hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I have two separate participants in which I'm calling about.
Okay.
One of them is a provider change for Edmund Butler.
Butler. Okay, Butler. Let's write that down. Okay, and when is that provider change, last day of service?
Can we do last day of service the 16th?
6/16, yes we can.
And I'll start his service with the other provider the 17th.
Same, okay, great. And what was the other participant's name?
Raymond Policetti.
Mm-hmm.
I reached out in regards, he has one caregiver that's currently employed by you. However, the family needed another caregiver and found a person to be a caregiver. However, when trying to get in touch with you guys to start employment, they were having troubles getting in contact with you guys. And when I did the same, I didn't get any luck either.
What number do you know? What number were you dialing to reach?
Let's see. I'm going to go on my call log on because I called this morning. I believe a 545-6178.
It was a 267-551-74 something something?
No.
That's what all our numbers starts with.
That's weird. And that's the number that's in ELTSS. So, like, when I go to service authorizations, the profile for linked in here, that's the number that they give us.
Oh, wow. That's nobody's number here.
So you see? And I'm like, I'm trying to get in contact. And it's just, like, the number that you called me on, I didn't even recognize it as a number that I dialed out.
Gotcha. Yeah, I did. The message was forwarded to me. Because they have my option link for any service coordinator that calls in and comes directly to me. So I'm just kind of weird that we don't even have that number listed as assigned to anyone here. Okay.
Well, I'm glad we got in touch. We're working on it.
Yes. So what does, yes, I see that there is a note in it, and I see that Fridays and Saturdays is not staff. It's due to the service location. We do not have another caregiver in that area.
But they have someone who...
So they have someone that we can onboard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So should I reach out to Mr. Raymond or reach out to a family member?
This is his stepdaughter. She's typically who I deal with. She's very... she works during the day, so if she doesn't get back to you right away, she is very easy to deal with. Her number is...
Mm-hmm.
215-385-2873.
Do you have her name?
Her name is, her name is Maureen.
Maureen, okay, gotcha. Okay, and she's the one that's going to be taking over the hours, or she's the go-to person to discuss the new caregiver? Okay,
and
gotcha.
And she has the contact information to the caregiver they wish to bring on board.
Okay, got you. So she's the point of contact. Okay. Okay, so I will inform the person responsible for Butler of last day of service, and I will put a note on Paula Shelley's file that we're in the process of onboarding another caregiver. I will reach out to Maureen to get that direct care worker's information and provide it to HR for onboarding.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I've actually saved this number in my phone. So any of my participants, I'll be, you know, able to contact you.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
your
help.
No problem. You take care.
Bye.